Alright, everybody, this is Jace from the Comic Source. This was one of the interviews I was looking forward to the most at Comic-Con. This will be the interview with Greg Pak, writer for the upcoming Kingsway West title, coming out late this fall from Dark Horse. And the reason I was looking forward to this interview the most is because this is one of the titles that I'm looking forward to the most. Much as Greg Pak has had this idea in his head for 20 years. It's just an idea that resonates with me. I've always been a fan of the Old West mixed with supernatural or science. One of my favorite book series of all time is the Dark Tower series by Stephen King, where you have some elements of the Old West, kind of that romantic gunslinger sort of hero mixed with futuristic technology or some magic. I just feel that those ideas, the dichotomy of those ideas, futuristic technology in an Old West setting with magic, supernatural things mixed in, so there's not a great understanding, it just makes for incredible storytelling and an incredible setting. So Greg didn't give us a lot of details, which is fine with me. You know, I'd like to be surprised when the books come out, but his excitement was palpable. Definitely tell he's really looking forward to telling this story, and it's one of the, like I said, it's a book I'm looking forward to probably the most that's going to come out in the second half of the year. And I'll go ahead and let you hear the interview and what Greg had to say. He's always a pleasure to talk to, a really great creator. I'm also looking forward to his run on the Hulk coming up in October, and of course he's writing Superman right now for DC. Probably one of the top writers in the industry today when it comes to characterization. So I'm a big Greg Pak fan, and I sure hope you all pick up Kingsway West. He also talks in the interview about a unique way to order it, so I recommend taking advantage of that as well. All right, enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you once again from the floor at San Diego Comic-Con. Saturday is just winding up, the busy, crazy day.
Yes, it's been awesome.
Tired yet, Greg?
Yes, I am. Although, you know, I'm not as tired as most people just because I only came yesterday. I only came on Friday. I didn't come on Tuesday like half the people here, so I'm still relatively fresh.
Cool. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, you have a new book coming out from Dark Horse.
Yes, I do.
Kingsway West.
Yes.
For those that aren't familiar, give us the quick 3-minute pitch.
Okay.
What's Kingsway West?
It is the story of a Chinese gunslinger in the Old West who is searching for his wife. This is an Old West that's overrun with magic. And so it's kind of Once Upon a Time in the West meets Miyazaki or Lord of the Rings. It's a big crazy world where we've got killer jackalopes and magic swords and various mysterious things going on. But it's going to be a blast. It comes out in November. It's a dream project I've had for about 20 years, 22 years actually. I've wanted to do a story with the Chinese gunslinger in the Old West, and it's gone through various forms, and this is the latest and greatest. Mirko Kolak is drawing. He and I worked together a few times. He's awesome. He did the Red Skull miniseries for me back in the day, and also worked on Turok most recently. And he's going above and beyond with this. He's just having so much fun, and it shows in every frame. He does this amazing thing with, you know, so we did the Red Skull book, which was historical fiction, basically, and he's just a demon for detail. He's really great at making stuff feel gritty and real, you know, and in a world where we're doing all this fantastical, it's just amazing being able to work with somebody who can make this magical world feel so real, you know. He's amazing.
Hey, can you talk a little bit more about the main character? You said he's searching for his wife.
Yes.
Is that what drives him?
Yes. He's, I don't want to reveal too much, but I can reveal he's, as the story begins, he's coming out of prison, and he's a wild man of the frontier, you know, who's done questionable things, and he lost his wife because of that, and so he's had a lot of time to think about that in prison, and he's determined to stay out of trouble this time. But he's coming out into a world where, just by virtue of being who he is, being a Chinese guy in the Old West, in this particular Old West in particular, trouble is a very hard thing to avoid. And we'll see whether or not he can succeed at that.
I feel like one of the strengths of your writing has always been characterization. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing the growth of this character. Is that a theme that you want to explore in the book?
Oh yeah, you bet. I mean, it's I appreciate those kind words also. Thank you. Every time I have an idea for a story, it kind of comes in two waves. You know what I mean? Like, I've got whatever big crazy idea it might be.
Right.
In this case, I knew I wanted to do a story about a Chinese man in the Old West, because that's... I grew up in Texas, and I loved Westerns, and I'm half Korean, and when I found out about the actual history of Asians in the West, it blew my mind, and I always thought there would be great stories there that I would love to do. And I've always loved fantasy. I mean, I was a Dungeons & Dragons freak as a kid, and the idea of combining those two things, just that, so the genre hook was right there for me. I just was desperate to do this kind of a story, but that's not enough. You have to actually have a real story about characters,
right.
You know what I mean? And so that's the, this idea of a person who is trying to, basically just trying to live a normal life, but has bigger responsibilities, maybe, like he's going to be called to help. There's a Chinese swordswoman who's going to come to him and ask for some. She's got a mission for him, and he's going to have to decide whether or not to take that.
Okay, and you mentioned that there's going to be magic on. I'm always a sucker for stories. They're some of my favorite stories when you mix the rusticness of the Old West with some supernatural.
Yeah.
Be it the Deadlands game or Stephen King's Dark Tower series.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about how the magic works in the world?
Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much, but I will say that this is a world in which the gold rush happened, just like it did in the real world. But gold wasn't the only thing they dug up.
Okay.
So there's something new has come onto the West and has changed everything. And actually, the Chinese have become the scapegoats for that.
Cool. So that probably would have been historically accurate had it happened.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And how many arcs do you plan on? Do you have a lot of story ideas set in this world?
I'd love to write these stories for 5 years. I've got we are approved. We're going to definitely do 4 issues, and then hopefully it will be wildly successful, and we'll do 40.
Yeah, sounds great. So. I'd read 40. How is the artist collaboration as far as storytelling? Do you break your scripts down, panel?
Yeah, I mean, different artists work different ways. With Miracle, I am doing a full script, so I'm writing the whole thing out, and but we're talking all the way through. And I've worked with Miracle a lot over the years, and so we know each other pretty well as fellow artists or fellow storytellers, and so I'm trying to work towards his strengths, and he's loving it. I mean, what I love about this too is that, so he was on board from the beginning when we were developing it, and I was, thought it was going to be just a straight Western, and then at a certain point it was like, my editor at Dark Horse, Jim Gibbons, is just amazing. He said, he just basically challenged me to take it to the next level, and that's when I realized that this really could, that the fantasy elements, it wanted to happen. So that wasn't, like, we didn't know that we were going to do that when we first started talking about it. But as soon as we started talking about that, his head exploded. He loved it, and he's gone wild. I mean, he's drawing stuff. I love it because the fantasy stuff is totally up my alley, and it fits the story beautifully, and it brings out, it works on an emotional level with the whole story, and I just love it. It just fits. But I really love it because it's opened up all these doors in Mirko's head. You know what I mean? He's drawing stuff that I've never seen him draw before, and it's gorgeous and it's amazing, and I'm just really happy about it. So you get in a good groove with an artist like that, and it's gold.
Right. So you said he was on the beginning when you started developing. Did you two work on the character designs together?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I know, and we've gone through a lot of different stages with that. One of the crazy things is one of the things that takes the longest to figure out is the hat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how cowboy hats are hard to draw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hard to draw and not have them be corny. You know what I
right.
mean? So
and the different angles and making it look accurate.
Totally. Yeah. But he's, I think we nailed the hat finally. No, he's, and Mirko's been great.
Cool. And I know that you're doing a different way to order the book.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I set up a website at kingswaywest.com. You go to kingswaywest.com, and there's a drop-down list. You can pick a local comic book store, and then you can put in your name and your contact info, and you can pre-order the book. That means that the comic store will order the book for you, and then when it comes out, I'll email you and tell you, hey, the comic store, they've got your book. You go and you pay for it there and pick it up, and that way you're sure to get the book, and also that way the store knows how many books to order. You know, they know to order extra books, which is critical because that's how books like this survive.
Right.
You know, like we live and die on the basis of how many people pre-order them. So if this is at all intriguing to you, please do go and pre-order it right now. Go to kingswaywest.com.
Okay, and what's going to be the release date for the book? Does it have a set?
November. Yeah,
November.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
November.
It's coming out in November.
Okay, great. Well, I sure hope everyone goes out and picks up Kingsway West. I know, as I said, I'm very excited. As soon as I saw your name, West, Supernatural, I was in.
Dude, I really appreciate it.
I was in. So thanks very much for your time, Greg. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. Thanks so much for tracking me down. Yep.